Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel reading appointed for today's morning prayer, John chapter 3, verse 8. It reads, "The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." This line of scripture is one of my favorites, because I find it very freeing. It gives us permission to be who God has made us to be without justification, explanation, or validation. Just because we were created by God is reason enough to live into who we were created to be. But you don't know where it comes or from where it goes. The Holy Spirit is constantly dancing around us, blowing our hair, filling our lungs, guiding us like a sailboat on the open ocean. We don't need to be concerned with where she is taking us. She has our coordinates already mapped out. We are along for the ride. Breathe deep and enjoy the journey. I invite you to join me today on reflecting on the wind, the flow of the air that surrounds us regardless of where we go. It is impossible for us to separate ourselves from the air around us. Therefore, it is impossible for us to separate ourselves from the flow of the Holy Spirit. Stay aware of her energy. Feel how energized you become after taking several slow breaths. Your arms and hands tingle with energy. Prayer has the same effect on our hearts and souls. Being aware of the energies and the constant flow of prayers around us will energize our sense and enliven our hearts. Those who know me well know I refer to this as the dance. Feel the rhythm and find your groove. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 295 of the Book of Common Prayer, the second collect for the Easter Vigil. Let us pray. O God, who made this most holy night to shine with the glory of the Lord's resurrection, stir up in your church that spirit of adoption which is given to us in baptism, that we, being renewed both in body and mind, may worship you in sincerity and truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog Inner Altar to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations, and as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.